Hey everyone, this is Steven. Thanks for listening to my podcast. As you know, this is a weekly podcast. This is Steven's Week. I give you the updates on marketing and technology in a fast and easy way. So thanks for listening in. As you know, the original version of this podcast is a YouTube film on my YouTube channel. If you would like to see the original version, please go to youtube.com/Steven Van Balagam. Enjoy this episode, everyone. If you want to do me one favor, please give a review to this podcast. That helps in spreading the word. If you like it, feel free to share it with your friends and family. Enjoy this podcast, everyone. Amazon is now the fourth largest logistics provider in the US. FedEx is still number one. But since 2013, Amazon invested about $60 billion in creating their own logistics network. They invested in their own warehouses, in vans, in planes even. And about half of the packages that they deliver in the United States are now being delivered by their own logistics network. And it basically started in 2013 because there were some issues with the holiday delivery from e-commerce packages, and they did not want that to happen again. So they said there's only one way to make sure that we can deliver on the promise for our customers, and that is by creating our own logistics network. And they're growing faster and faster, and it is their end goal to create a completely vertical integrated solution for a large part of their business. Once the dust of the corona crisis starts to settle, this could be a shakeup for many industries in terms of customer loyalty. In the UK, there was a survey among B2B companies, and 40% of them said that they will switch banks as soon as they are over the hardest part of this crisis. And the main reason is that they are disappointed with the digital capabilities of their main bank. They had the feeling that the banks weren't capable of dealing with the increase in demand, not being able to keep up with the need for flexibility in digital processes. This is an opportunity for neobanks on the one hand, that are of course built on a full digital infrastructure, but it's also an opportunity for banks that were ready with their digital homework, and they're going to be very appealing for customers that look for solid digital solutions in case we go to a second wave of the coronavirus. And I think we're gonna see this in many industries. So we're gonna see a growth pattern for companies that were ready with their digital homework. And we're gonna see many companies suffering that weren't ready with their digital homework. And now we're starting to see evidence, like in this UK survey, that consumers, customers are aware of that, and that this will be a criteria to choose future companies to work with. Pharmaceutical retailer CVS, a US-based company, and startup Nuro, and Nuro is a driverless car company, are setting up an experiment in Houston. They're going to allow consumers that can order medication through the CVS app to have it home delivered, and they're going to use the Nuro driverless cars for that. And the experiment is as follows. You go to the app, you push a few buttons, you get your medication, and within 3 hours, a driverless vehicle will come to your home to pick it up. This is, of course, an increase in convenience for the consumer. It's an interesting concept test for Nuro, and in times of coronavirus, this is also, of course, a very safe way of getting your medication. You don't need to leave your house, and there is no human interaction involved during the delivery process. So CVS and Nuro are trying this out in Houston. If it's a success, they're planning to roll it out to more cities in the United States. Old habits, new habits. That's the main question that many marketers have around the world about consumer behavior. One thing that is becoming clear is that one of the new behaviors that will stick is digital healthcare, telehealth. McKinsey made a report in which they estimate that the total market value of telehealth this year will rise up to $250 billion. Pre-pandemic, that was only $3 billion. So this market completely exploded. China is a big market for telehealth. The US is one. And there's a big chance that many companies will try to get a piece of the cake. Amazon could be one of those companies. Amazon installed Amazon Care for its own employees, where their employees have the possibility to have video consultations with healthcare professionals. This service is now completely for free because of the coronavirus, but Amazon already stated that they have the capacity to scale this, not just to their employees, but also to their customers, beginning with their Prime members, for instance. So I think we're gonna see a boost of new healthcare services, all based on the possibilities that digital offer us to do remote doctor visits. And this has a very big potential to stay in the market and become a new part of our world.
Thanks for listening to Steven's Week, my weekly podcast about the updates on marketing and technology. Don't forget to give a review to the podcast. That really helps me. And enjoy your weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.